It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store here in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown, just a block away from Wenzel's, on Dauphin Street, which is a really great landmark to find us by, right next to Delta Bike Project. If you're familiar with that, we share a corner with Delta Bike Project. You can call the store for any reason. Make sure we have what you need before you head down. Order with advice. Schedule something with me, whatever you need, 251-255-5155. And you can also find us at cannabama.com, cannabama.com, and purchase something from our online store. A lot of people are making sure that they get, some of our products have been so popular that we have a hard time keeping them in stock. And so they've gotten into the habit, some of my regulars, they will order online for local pickup. So they're like, I'm staking my claim, but I can't get there until tomorrow. So that's much appreciated that you guys are making sure you get in there and being patient with us, too, as we try to always be in flux when it comes to inventory. We never know. Never know. That's the hard part about the flower, too. Like, once that crop is gone from that farm, the next Bubba Kush from a different farm, you know, or a different season, it's going to be different. But that's the beauty of it being natural. You never know, but it's always good. Anyway, just a quick note about our Facebook page. I know we have a little over 7,100 followers, which is incredible. And 3 years worth of posts, information, education, getting, you know, my personal testimonies, all the things that come with 3 years worth of posting, and then well over 100 five-star reviews that I am proud to honestly say I never asked for one. I always wanted them to be organic. If someone thinks enough of Cannabama that they want to leave a review and then takes the time to do that, that means something to me. And we have over 105, I think. And just a lot of had gone into our Facebook page so that we can keep in communication with you guys and constantly be educating, offering you sales and information, debunking a lot of things, all the stuff that we do, you guys know, on our Facebook page. Well, I'm in Facebook jail. I have 5 more days left. I cannot comment, like, share, or post. Cannot put anything on my story. And I can't, like, share something that I want to. You know how you share a post to just one person on Messenger? Yeah, I can use Messenger. I just can't do that. And I can only assume that the 2 posts that are now being questioned, which were text only, there was no photograph, there was no specific product mention. It was, both of them were sale posts. One was on April 30th. One was, like, June 16th. So one of them is a month old. One of them is 3 months old. had to have been somebody reporting me. I don't know why else all of a sudden. You know, I made a post. Some of you may have seen it, asking, where did you hear about Cannabama? On the radio show, Facebook and Instagram, word of mouth, print ad, or other, and explain. And people were just boom, 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 letting me know exactly where they first found us. And it's a really great feedback. And it was like 20-something comments within the first 10 minutes, and which never happens. And it helped that I was like, okay, I'll do a drawing if you participate. I know how to get you guys to do what I need. But I don't know. In the middle of that, I get these boom, boom, you're in trouble. And now I'm in Facebook jail for 7 whole days, which I actually sometimes hate Facebook. But I have to, you know, it's a platform. It's a necessary evil sometimes. But we are literally at the mercy of Facebook. And what I posted was something, you know, it was a sale announcement. Like, one of them was a flash sale. One of them was a spring sale. And there was nothing inappropriate, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing I haven't seen 1,000 other stores do. But they picked two of mine for some reason, which usually indicates somebody reported you. So, but yeah, so I'm in Facebook jail for 7 days. I can't post the show. I couldn't advertise the show. There's some other things that I've seen that I want my listeners and my customers to see and know that I find from my other Facebook sources. I can't post anything. So I can post on Instagram, though. And I posted the exact same things on Instagram. And they're both owned by the same company. I don't know. Anyway, so if you're trying to get in touch with us, posting, if you're commenting, I'm not going to do the drawing on that contest until I get back on Facebook, because that's not fair, you know. And besides, I want to be able to do a video or something, you know, or use my Facebook page. So hang on tight. We're going to be quiet this week, which is totally unlike us, but enjoy the peace and quiet. Anyway, so yeah, Facebook, what's up, dude? I don't know. I can't help you if I can't have a sale post. And there was something other monetizing. I don't know. They don't ever tell you how to get in touch with anyone at all. You can't get on. You can't say, hey, Facebook, wait, you don't understand. They're like, yeah, no. We don't actually want you to argue with us. So anyway, so tonight we are talking to a new brand. You guys, I got these samples, tried them, loved them. These are gummies, but they're not like any gummies we've ever had before. You know, we've talked a lot about adaptogenics. So I want to introduce our guest tonight. His name is Stephen Hong. He is founder and CEO of Nemo Nutrition. Stephen, you're with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, it's a pleasure being here.
Yes, so I want to talk about these gummies. Now, we've got tons of gummies in the store. We've had all sorts of gummies, but your gummies are different. And so, but before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you kind of got into the cannabis industry. What did you do before?
Yeah, so actually, I wasn't necessarily part of the cannabis industry. I come from a background from like a sales family. We all do different types of sale and wholesaling. And I was actually, you know, I was a fan of, you know, cannabis in high school and stuff, and continue to be after that. And definitely built a strong love for the plant. And, that's not the reason why we started the company, but definitely a big part of why it is what it is.
Right. Yes, we all love it. Yep.
Yeah.
So how old a company is Nemo? Is it a fairly new company?
Yeah, it's fairly new. We launched in October 2020.
Oh, wow. In the middle of the year from hell.
Yeah.
Trust me. Wow. We don't even have to go there. But what you guys must have been like a little nutty, right?
Yeah, it was definitely nutty. So like our situation was definitely kind of weird. Just like maybe some, like just like some most people, not most people, but you know, some in the industry right now, a lot of them come from, you know, the vape industry after it kind of got banned from the flavor ban.
Right.
I was actually unemployed for quite a while, not quite a while, but just for a little bit after COVID. And basically one of my old bosses hit me up to help him sell some vapes. And once that was done, I was like, he was going to head back over to China, just basically shutting down the operation.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, me being someone that really always wanted to do something and, you know, find something that can, you know, potentially create change.
Right.
I basically just pitched him the idea of, like, starting a company and basically just paying him the rent and asking him for a little bit of cash to start off. But, yeah, very, very, very small amount.
Yeah, no, I started with $5,000 in the corner of a hair salon, so I feel you. You can do a whole lot if you really want it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we were definitely lucky enough to have a good team and be really resourceful with everything in the beginning to be efficient.
Right.
On things.
Oh yeah, I had my cell phone number on everything because I couldn't afford a landline. So I just was using my personal cell phone. Thank God it had unlimited data. Oh, yeah, wow. Sure. Well, that's crazy. So we're about to have to go to a break in just a minute. And when we come back, I want to start talking about Nemo, and I want to give...
Yeah, sure.
I want to talk about adaptogenics and all that, but I want to be able to give my personal impression. And I tried the Soothe this afternoon after I went to see my lawyer, and I was like, why am I so high strung right now? I got to do radio, and I'm scattered. And I was like, Soothe, here we come. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more with Steven about Nemo.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer from Canabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. So tonight we're talking to Steven, who's the founder and CEO of a company called Nemo Nutrition. And Nemo makes the yummiest gummies. I had the sweet peach and the Soothe. I popped it in my mouth and started chewing it, and I'm like, I don't care what flavor it is. I just need what the ingredients say are in this. And I was like, what is this flavor? And I looked on the side, and it said sweet peach. I was like, yes, it was so good.
Yeah, that one's my personal favorite for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the first one I tried was the energy.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, what? Delta 8 plus energy, but it's a smaller serving. Most of these gummies are 25 milligrams, and that's a nice serving if all you want to do is relax. But if you want to get that little bit of Delta 8 benefit, but you want to still keep your energy up, those energy gummies are yum.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we definitely try to keep it a little lower for the rest of the crowd, just because it is a daily multivitamin. It's kind of meant to be taken, you know, throughout the day, just like, you know, in the morning time, you take an energy, and then
right.
after work, you take a Soothe, and then sleep, you'd take it before sleep. And then if any of them weren't strong enough, you'd add a Create to it.
Right, because the Create are 25 milligrams.
Yes.
So you have energy, which is obvious. Mm-hmm. It's got, tell us what the energy has in it.
Yeah, so the energy comes with, the Delta 8 THC, and then it also comes with vitamin B12, coenzyme Q10, and some goji berries.
Yeah, and they taste really good. What's the flavor of that one?
It's a zesty orange.
Yes, I love a citrus. So then you have the Soothe, which is the one I had before I came, and it's more for anxiety, right?
Yeah, that's kind of something where it's kind of like rethinking, or that same kind of feeling we have when you can't sleep. Kind of during the
right.
day.
Right. And yes, that just unsettled feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so tell us what's in the Soothe.
Yeah. So the Soothe has, you know, again, the Delta 8. Mm-hmm. And then it has, this one has GABA, L-theanine, and lemon balm.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Lemon balm is one of the main ingredients in one of our best sellers for anxiety called Chill Tonic. And so I've learned a lot about lemon balm in the last few years. GABA too. I mean, you know, that increases your brain's ability to sort of soothe you, to keep you calm.
Definitely.
And then L-theanine, I can't remember, but I know it's in the same vein. It's more to be soothing to the brain and to the body.
Yeah. An amino acid.
Yes, that's right. An amino acid. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something important that I was missing. And those are the sweet peach. Those are amazing tasting. And then there's the sleep. So tell us what's in the sleep.
The sleep has the sleep, you know, the signature the thing for the sleep is the melatonin. This one also has the L-theanine, but this one also has botanicals as well.
Yes. So these are all adaptogenics. These are other chemical compounds or oils or extracts of other plants that are specifically for one component or the other that cannabis is used for. And when you combine the two, it sort of laser focuses your CBD. So you're getting your overall everything, especially with a full spectrum or a broad spectrum, you're getting all the benefits that you're supposed to get from just taking a whole plant or a broad spectrum oil. But then you're using these other herbs to laser focus one aspect of it and sort of hit that especially hard with other things that are sort of a compounded result.
Yes.
I mean, there's just the manipulability, the ability to manipulate things like terpenes and cannabinoids. And then, of course, all these other adaptogenic herbs and oils and stuff. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, so, very, very fascinating.
It's been some of my most effective products and the most consistent sellers are the ones that are adaptogenic because they meet that need so well that they don't ever stray from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have the Create. What's the Create? The Create's just it's just 25 milligrams compared to the others that are 10, right?
Yeah, so the Creates are the 25 milligrams, but the Creates actually have no vitamins in them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is so that, you know, when you're taking the daily multivitamins, you know, usually you're not going to want to take more than what the serving amount is. So, like, you don't want to be taking, you know, too much melatonin, or you want to be taking too much coenzyme Q10. You just don't want too much
right,
of anything.
Right, right.
So
one is enough. And then if you need more Delta 8 later, then you can add it. Or if you need it to add just the Delta 8, you can take one of the Create.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like when, like, I have a spray that I like, and I can do it by 4 milligram or 8 milligrams at a time, you know?
Yeah.
And however much I need, if it's during the day, I don't want to overdo it. So I might do 3 sprays. But at night, when I really want to knock out and go to sleep, I'll do 6, you know, and I'll get
kind of like
a bigger serving.
You kind of get with the product.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of like so you get that control of like how much you intake and stuff without having to maybe like take just half and bite or something.
Right, and because the adaptogens in the Nemo are different in each formulation, and then the DA serving size is relatively small, you can take an energy in the morning, a soothe in the afternoon, and a sleep at night, and never be impaired, you know, like you would if you took 30 milligrams all at once.
Yeah.
But it's like just enough to sort of take the edge off of that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel normal after being at such high stress levels for so long this last year.
It is.
I have people tell me you should have more peanut butter cups with Delta 8 because it makes you nice. Because I get nutty. But you know, it's living in survival mode is not meant to be a long-term thing. That's more of an in-the-moment thing. But the moments never stopped happening for the last 15 months. So, you know, you don't really get a choice. So it's been nice. And then, but the energy gummies that you make are my favorite by far. So I don't have, I don't have a lot of problems with sleep and anxiety. I have had more this year, even with CBD. Because, like I said, that level 10 all the time. But these have been life changing for me.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
yeah, we always like even for the melatonin, we always make sure to like let people know that it's not something that should replace anything or should just like should be relied on. It should always, you know, we always recommend like you know meditation as well or something to kind of aid that kind of.
Right. Anything that's possibly trauma-based, too. And anxiety and sleep issues are always rooted in some sort of trauma. If you never get in, but you can break it down to addiction and anything else. If you don't ever deal with a root issue, you're just going to have to medicate yourself through it. And the only way to really, you know, the medication part of using the cannabis to help you sleep when you are having those issues is to get you through the part where you're working through it so that eventually your brain does what it's supposed to on its own because it's healed.
Yeah.
So, and the body, because the body's made that way. It's funny. The body's made to heal, and so is the brain. Well, so tell us about the team. You guys are all friends, right?
Yeah, so most of us, so what we did is that when I came in to help sell those vapes, I basically had to create a team because there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had called over some of my friends, basically a car group that we had,
mm-hmm.
but we all went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got two together, and then we just kind of killed it real quick. And then once the vape game kind of died or the vape got banned,
yeah.
we basically just got together and, got the recipe down, started getting the website and basically just going for it. Making the ideas and talking about it and just going for it.
Yeah, trust me when I say I know what it's like to do something on the front end of no one doing it at all and not having any guidance, and then there's the fact that I didn't have any experience either. You got to have a certain amount of ability to take risk, but, usually when it's well executed because you know the concept is right and you know you have everything you need, and it fits your gifts, man, the risk is always worth it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be any fun if it was just easy, right?
Yeah. it was definitely, there were definitely a lot of struggles of being kind of just not, I guess, fairly educated on business and everything that's just there. And
right.
Kind of just,
oh, yeah. Just I'm still going, what did I not know I needed? There's a secret license or a secret tax somewhere that I don't know about because no one tells you, make sure you have this, this, and this when you can't afford lawyers for everything. I'm always like, something weird is going to cause it all to go weird and just go haywire and I'll be like, but I didn't know. I have no experience whatsoever to draw from. And I pay lawyers enough for everything else. When we come back from the break, I want to talk more about the way that Nemo does things and sort of your multivitamin vision. So when we come back, we'll get to that. Join us in just a few moments after the break.
Okay.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're talking with Steven, who is the founder of Nemo Nutrition. Some new gummies that we're carrying downtown at Cannabama, 558 St. Francis Street in downtown. By the way, guys, if you want to call in ever or text, we can see your text as we're doing the show. I always forget this part because it's pretty new for me. But if you want to call or a text message, a question or comment, the number is 251-343-0106. And, just say hi. We're listening. I don't know if anyone's listening right now. Usually the only thing that gets the phone to ring is, do you want free stuff? So... I don't know. Maybe if somebody calls or texts, maybe I'll give away a free bottle of your choice of the Nemo formulated gummies. What do you think, Steven?
we could totally do that. We can send over a free pack as well.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about quality ingredients. Oh, I got a text message.
Sure.
I'm listening. Thank you, honey. I hear you, honey. I love my supporters. They're so great. My kids don't listen, neither does my mama, but TC sure does. So, excuse me. Let's talk about ingredients, taste, texture, because some gummies are disgusting. And so, yeah. You know, let's talk about not disgusting gummies, because some of them are super gross.
Yes. So I, you know, when I say any of this, I definitely don't mean to, you know, undermine anybody else. But
no, but some of them taste like rubber, and we all know it, so don't feel bad. Come on, speak the truth. Let's cut to the chase if we only have 30 more minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So we did a quick thing where we just bought, you know, like I'm pretty sure most companies do the same, just buy every Delta 8 gummy kind of just that we see on Google.
Yes.
And we kind of bring it in, we do a little taste test. And we realized that majority of the people use the agar and pectin-based gummy, you know, usually due to the heat resistance of it during shipping and, it, you know, being a lower shipping cost and,
right.
and all that. I mean, I wouldn't say that would be the only reason because, you know, because there's vegan gummies, and, you know, all natural gummies kind of as well.
Right.
So, you know, I can't say that's the only reason, but definitely we found, you know, when we were making the gummy, we started off from a homemade recipe from like, we were just researching like what goes in a gummy, like what makes it a gummy, and we kind of just went off a homemade recipe. And in the beginning, it was definitely not what it is now. It was
I've seen some ugly gummies. I've seen some ugly gummies and some nasty looking gummies and some separated gummies. I'm in all these groups on Facebook, and people are like, what happened? I don't know what I did wrong. And I'm like, dang, man, you just wasted that weed because I am not eating that. That looks gross.
Yeah, definitely separation is a lot from, like, different types of bases from, like, the type of liquid you use. Maybe, like, if it's, like, a different type of fruit drink, it might be able to, it might break the gummy a lot more.
Right.
Easier. Yeah.
Well, so I've seen gelatin and pectin and all these different things. I don't know what any of that stuff is. I just know that some gummies, they literally taste like slightly flavored rubber covered in sugar. And it is...
Sad to say, but we got we had an article written about us, and then we got replaced with one of those guys because we weren't in-house with the article. So... Or the store that was linked with the article, and so you know, I guess you know it's kind
of
like that.
Of course, it is.
A lot more.
I know. Well, no, but y'all's are good. Because some of them too, they pick the weirdest flavors. Like I am not a blue raspberry fan, and everybody has blue raspberry, and I'm like, gross. That or like cotton candy. No, just cotton candy. That's like banana. I don't eat anything banana flavored. Except bananas. Don't look at me with some nanner pudding like I'm crazy because that is nasty. But, you know, but I love a good banana, you know? But, yeah, some things just should not be made into flavors. But y'all's are all, they taste like things that actually exist, which is good.
we try to keep it like original stuff. Like original flavors in the beginning, just so
right.
it's kind of like a foolproof kind of thing, and we just kind of make it the best that we can.
Right. So you mentioned doing your part to break stigmas. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, I'm guessing you're younger than me by your voice. I never asked you how old you are.
I'm 24.
Good Lord have mercy. If I was on Teen Mom, I could be your mom. No, I'm 43. I could literally, I wouldn't even be Teen Mom. That's how friggin' old I am. Thanks a lot, Steven. I had to do math in my head, and it did not add up to youth. Whoa, you're 24 and you have your own company. I feel so behind. Oh, man.
It was definitely a long process and trying to get here for sure.
Well, yeah, and you had to be born, and then the next week you had to file for an LLC. I'm sorry. That no, I'm only making fun because it's crazy how young you are. I'm laughing with you, not at you. I'm sure that you get that all over the place. Like, are you old enough to be in the military or? Do you need your mom's permission? You know, like, you guys are young.
I'm just not old enough to rent a car yet.
Oh, God! Or a condo. Down here, you have to be 25 to rent a condo.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're not old enough. That is so bizarre. But you're a CEO. Hey, dude, at 24, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was just a mom. But that's amazing. Are all eight of you are that age? Or?
So, no, they're actually, everyone's a bit younger.
Oh, like, my goodness. You're the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Well, that's amazing. So, see, my son who runs my business, he runs the day-to-day. He's 19. He's turning 20 in 2 weeks. And he's the most mature, responsible. I mean, he's better at it than me sometimes. And yeah, well, he's like 75% me and 25% his dad's analytical, logical, accountant type personality. So he's always like, "Mom, put that back. We don't need that." And I'm like, "You hush. I'm the boss. I want it. I need it. Hush." And he's like, "But we really can't." And I'm like, "No." But yeah, he's more responsible than me. I'm very spontaneous. But no, but he's like a sponge. He's like a sponge. He's not got any preconceived ideas. He has no references to draw from and no one to emulate, just like I did. And sometimes he's, you know, further along than I am. So, no, I applaud you being able to take control and do something that big, because you guys, your packaging is amazing. I mean, your formulas are great. I can't believe you're 24 years old. That's incredible. Tell your mama. I said, good job, girl. Good job. And your daddy. But mostly your mom. Yeah. That's crazy. I couldn't even speak. I was trying to say incredible and crazy. It's because I'm getting old. I'm blown away. So you guys are planning on expanding your line with two lines in September. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in September, I guess I'll just say one. We're releasing a probiotic flavor. Nemo, and we're probably going to put it at a 10 along with the rest.
Yes.
And so we might be coming out with three, but for now it's just two, and we'll just let you guys know the probiotic one, and then...
Oh, the other could be a secret. Yes, don't tell them everything. Yeah. Move in silence, honey. Trust me, don't tell them everything. But that's very exciting. And you mentioned that you might have a vegan line?
Yeah. That's definitely a big thing is that we're going to do is, come out with a sugar-free and vegan line.
Yes.
Just because, you know, we do love, our gelatin gummies, you know, but, we do want to make sure that the people that, you know, they can't eat the gelatin gummies can have that as well.
Right, and there's a lot of parents. We see a lot of parents that come with kids on the spectrum, and they limit, which is smart. They limit their sugar. They limit their processed chemicals. They limit as much as they can so that they can keep all those things from affecting them. Because even red dye, you know, looking at a celery experiment the other day, where a kid was showing how different colors of food coloring affected the plant, and it was celery stalks. And the blue one looked more blue, the green one looked more green, and then the red one was dead.
Oh, wow.
The whole stalk was just shriveled up and dead. Yeah. Mm. And so the point was, if it does this to a celery stalk, imagine what eating this on a continual basis was going to do to your cells.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. I don't get a ton of requests for vegan, but when I do, it's very important. So it is necessary to have vegan items.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you guys are going to do some CBD products?
Yes, we're going to be launching some CBD products as well. Just because, we want to have some that is always going to be here to stay kind of thing.
Right, right. Well, yeah, because... Delta 8, again, you know, some people are like, don't sell Delta 8. They're going to ban it eventually. But I think it's wonderful. It's done wonderful things for me, for my customers. It's gotten people to come in and consider other products that maybe mm-hmm. thought that they knew something that they that was wrong. And yeah. it has broadened the scope of education because most people still believe that it's CBD and they don't understand what CBD even is to know how wrong that is, you know, that that's impossible. CBD is one thing. And so it gives us a better opportunity to sort of educate people and sort of hammer home those basic facts that we try to get out there so that people know what they're getting into.
Exactly. Yeah, we definitely thought that as well.
Right. What do you guys, of the four formulas, which one do you guys sell the most of?
So we sell, so out of the vitamin ones, our sleep and energy, surprisingly, yeah. goes pretty head-to-head. And our creates, being a higher milligram, does tend to sell maybe like 25% more than mm-hmm. all the other flavors.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just for the, you know, some people have a higher tolerance, and it's kind of just for that too.
Of course, of course. All right, when we come back from this last break, we'll finish up with Steven and talk a little bit more about the future. And call us or text us, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host here at Sweet Home Cannabama. Cannabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. You can find us at cannabama.com. But we love to see your face. And I got one text question. That says, what hours are you open? So, we are open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 7. On Friday and Saturday, it's 10 to 8. And on Sunday, it's noon to 5. So, and like on Fridays during Art Walk, if there's a bunch of traffic, we'll stay open. Or if there's an event happening and people are still coming in, we'll stay. But that typically, 7 o'clock has been, you know, and then 8 on Friday and Saturday. So, somebody's always downtown. And even on Sunday, it's crazy how much we get done in 5 hours. And, you know, anytime we need to expand those hours, we certainly will. But right now, with basically being Isaiah and me and Angelique, that's about all we can handle. But, yes, we have our faithful. Usually Friday is the busiest day. It's the weekend. Everybody's got paid. You know, everybody's getting ready to have a good time on the weekend. And so, and we do Flower Friday. Every day, we have a 10% discount on a different category. Munchy Monday is for edibles. Topical Tuesday is for topical creams. Wash Up Wednesday is for, like, bath bombs, bath salts, sugar scrubs, soaps, that kind of thing. Thirsty Thursdays, tea, coffee, water, sparkling water, all those things. Flower Friday is for anything smokable. And then we have Super Saturday. We usually pick one or two things and put them on 20%. And then sometimes we have Soothing Sunday. So every day we have something on sale. So come check us out. I think that we have by far the widest selection of products, the largest number of brands, and the largest number of individual product options. So come see us, cannabama.com, and in downtown. So back to Steven. Still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've answered those questions, you mentioned something about it's important to your team to always be better than you were the day before, or something like that, being better than yesterday. So. Give us sort of an idea of, I know there's so many different ways that you could take a company like this, but do you look around and go, I want to do one of everything, or I want to be really great at one thing?
Well, I guess I'm someone that has, like, I feel like I have an unlimited amount of ideas and kind of just know where to put them.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, it's something I do want to build, and it's going to be the first, you know, my foundation. So, like, it's something that I do want to build.
Right.
You know, like, and not be just, you know, a trend or a fad that just came out and just disappears within the next couple months.
Right.
We want to be someone, a company that stays and continues to help.
Right. Well, like, when I look at the possibility of developing products myself, after years of seeing everything and trying everything, I think I have insight that a lot of brands don't even have, unless they're buying up everything in the country and trying it themselves. But they don't get the free samples that I get. I know that. So I've seen, like, I would probably not even go there and create a tincture or a gummy because they've been done so well by so many people. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. However, I see holes in the market, things that don't exist, or versions of things that could be so much better. Based on the number of people that I see also come through my store, the diversity of issues and the effectiveness of certain things. So, but I would want to be really good at certain things, not reinvent the wheel. You know, like I said, I don't need to create vapes that are out of this world. I can find those already. That's not where I want to put my energy. However, I will have someone make them for me if I had my own brand. And be able to choose from the best of the best. But as far as developing something new, I always want to fill in the niche, the area of lack where no one else is looking.
Yeah.
And sort of fill the adaptogenic thing. You know, not a lot of people on the whole are doing adaptogenics. Only, you know, by comparison, a very small number of companies are really diving in with adaptogenics, but they're doing it really well. And you guys are one of those brands.
Yeah, we definitely see a lot of people, like, really respect the people that are doing out there, too.
Yeah, I mean, and I've seen a lot of people dealing with the same main group of adaptogenics and sort of doing their own spin on it, whatever, you know, had made sense to them in their own way. And then, you know, what, like, none of these adaptogenics are new, but the way that they're used in the different combinations. People are mixing up these things in different combinations, which is great because there truly is a product for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. Some people don't want melatonin at all, you know, they've overdone it, and melatonin is something that they would reject. And there are products without melatonin that are great for sleep. You know, and that's where things like CBN comes in, you know, different things like that with the adaptogens. So I think it's really neat when you go the extra mile. Like I said, a gummy's a gummy's a gummy, but a gummy that is specifically laser focused on something like stress or sleep, that is useful. That solves a problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that must be pretty gratifying, right?
It definitely is. We did see the whole, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you guys, definitely, when I saw the box and I opened it up and I'm like, first of all, your gummy jars are different. I love them. They stand out. Yeah. They're very, like, modern gummy jar, cool. And then, like I said, the packaging is so young and fresh and, like, it's really nice. Packaging matters. I know that it probably shouldn't matter as much as it does, but it's very difficult for me to sell something that looks like I did it on my laser printer in the dungeon of my 1993 basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds funny, but I see this all the time. And it's like, this product is so great. No one wants it. So you guys nailed it on the packaging and then setting yourselves apart with the different jars. That's really cool because it's definitely eye-catching. Like, ooh, what is that? Oh, that's gummies? But those look like really cool gummies, you know? And they're not. And I love the squares. I do love the squares. I think it's less trivial.
We went through a whole bunch of shapes. And
right.
At the way in, we were like.
Well, you know, we just legalized. And when we finally get to make products and put them in dispensaries, the only edible will be a single flavored gelatinous cube with no sugar. That's how it's described. I'm like, yum. I think they picked cherry because that was the senator who pushed the bill through. That was his favorite. So we all get cherry flavored, non-sugar coated gelatinous cubes. Super yum. With a weed skunk aftertaste.
Yes.
They're not in it to help us enjoy it. But, well, Stephen, where can anybody go and look at your website and look at your company and your gummies? Yeah. And where can they pick them up locally?
In Alabama. I would have to kind of look at that. Yeah, I would have to kind of look at that. But you can check out our website at nemo-nutrition.com.
Okay, and that's, we have a fresh shipment that came in today of all four formulas, and it's our first small order, so come on in, guys, and get it this week if you want to try these gummies. And I think we're going to try to sample out each formula. So come by and try them and see what we see, you know, taste what we taste. And enjoy these gummies, because if you need energy in the morning and need help with anxiety or sleep, we got you covered. Thank you, Stephen, for being with us. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next week, guys, right here with Sweet Home Cannabema on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you.